Well, they just continually passed around that champagne. I looked for people to fall over on their heads. It was the best champagne I ever put in my mouth. I never saw a champagne this good. I liked it.
Tasted a good deal like good cider.
It was real good, and they had a wedding cake nearly as big as this table. I never saw such a cake.
What was this girl's maiden name?
Barbara. And you'd be surprised, she's just like a midget, she's small. I never saw such a little girl.
She's an OU girl?
Yes, She belongs to sorority out there. She's not exceptionally pretty, but she's looked kind of like a china doll that night. She's married in the Methodist Church, and they had a candelabra there of over 200 candles.
Mercy.
They married by candlelight. You never saw any. The first formal wedding I was ever at. I never saw anything so beautiful as it was. Why, even the grandmothers wore orchids. They brought me a corsage with two orchids on it.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Even the grandmothers. She had two grandmothers. She had her grandmother there and Carl's grandmother. But I never saw such a ritzy wedding. I never was in a finer house. She had two rooms full of wedding gifts.
Boy.
Now, just think, a 12-place setting of Lenox china with that wide gold border on it. I guess one plate would cost
$12.
Yes, and a whole place setting of sterling for 12 place setting of sterling.
Ooh, that's nice.
She got a lot of gifts, duplicates, and she had to take a ticket due bill on. She couldn't use any more sterling because she had 12 places. I don't see how she's going to take care of all those things.
Get some Pacific cloth bags and just tuck them away.
Well,
and stay shy.
I don't see how she's going to take. She had two full rooms of gifts. I wouldn't want to marry a girl so rich as that.
That boy's going to have to make enough money to be able to use it.
Well,
now.
I know he is. I want to show you her. Are you through with me?
Yeah.
You want to ask something?
Well, I got the stuff here. Oh boy, it takes a lot of courage, I guess, to get married when you're in high school or when you're in college.
He's just 21 year old, and she's about the same age, and she's not quite through, and he's not quite through. But now they've rented those apartments, the finest apartments they get in Norman. I don't know how. Of course, he's working by the day now, but he don't have any money.
No.
He's just a young boy, you know.
It doesn't really make much difference to him, probably.
Well, I don't know. She's got a Thunderbird car of her own. They've gone to Dallas now over the weekend where her folks are. But I don't know. I'll tell you what he does. He's a president of the Daisy Air Rifle in Dallas. He's a pretty well-to-do man.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was never in a house that was nicer.
Daisy Air Rifle.
Yeah.
Be nice.
My daughter-in-law, she didn't know that was his business, but she was there to see the wedding gifts, you know, and people were talking, and somebody said something about the air rifle or something. She says, you know, don't you ever buy a Daisy air rifle? She said, I bought one for my son for Kenneth Christmas, and said, I said, now, are you sure that these will work? He said, yes, they're guaranteed to work. And said, you know, that air rifle never would work. And so Heine, the man was sitting right there, you know. Heine said, well, says, you're talking to the president of the air rifle. He's sitting right here. He got up and he said, well, what was wrong with the air rifle? That is Mr. And she said, well, she said, I took it back to the clerk and she didn't have any more to give me another one. And she told me just to write to the company and said, I haven't written to the company yet. He says, well, you don't need to. He said, I'll go. He went out in the garage and he got one, brought 10 bill to her. Said, I've got one here just for such occasions as this.
Oh my
goodness. And it just embarrassed her to death. So kind of teased her then, and Harold teased her, said, well, says, I know the president of the Buick people, says, how's your Buick running? Evan sent me this card. She said they've gone to that.
Oh, is this Mount Wilson?
Observatory.
Mount Wilson. Yeah, I was here in. I think it was 1934. They used to have a one-way road.
Well, she said they had to wait.
Oh, it's a delightful road now. It's a big old four-lane thing, I guess.
The children and I drove up to see the 100-inch telescope. We have an hour to wait. Had dinner at Knott's Berry Farm Tuesday night.
Mm. Goodness.
Well, is that interesting to looking through that thing?
I don't remember looking through it. I guess I did, but I was so young it doesn't really gel. There used to be a boys camp just down down about this point in that bank of fog. It was about 4 miles down the valley.
You heard in the paper where in Grand Teton.